One-Way Express.
I was talking to Cindy. My line got cut. My name's Ruben.
You were talking to who?
Cindy.
Okay, hold on, please.
Hi, Ruben.
Hey, we got disconnected there.
Yeah, but now I got some kind of beeping. Okay, I can hear you. Somehow,
perfect.
All of a sudden...
My headset just died, and so I'm on my speaker. So just
okay.
To give you the numbers, and I'm just using what you're letting me know. So if Ford did finance you at the full amount of the vehicles, their cost would probably be just below $1,600 with the condition of probably that same amount of money down. So it's kind of like two halves, one dozen. I think, you know, we're at a very similar cost of funds. I think the reason you're seeing the payment high is that you're financing a large amount of money. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you.
Because if you just do that, I'm just taking the payment and I'm dividing it by the equipment cost to get some multiplier. So what you're telling me based on $29,000, what you're saying is for every $29,000 I'm financing, Ford is charging me, it's $575 a month, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
So all I'm doing is this. I'm taking that payment of $575 and I'm dividing it by $29,000 to get to a multiplier. So that's 0.019. And if I multiply that by $79,129, if you're forwarding no money down, the payment would be around $1,570 a month. We're around $1,670 with no money down. I think one thing that I just want to let you know, it's not a super high payment. It's that you're financing close to $80,000. But if you want to compare apples to apples, Ford is probably going to be cheaper than us on one specific vehicle if you want to break it up. We're giving a business loan. We're not a manufacturer financing company.
Okay, then I'm thinking, would you want to work the figure for just the $47,000? What would the $47,000 be if I went $47,150, I think it was.
$47,150?
Yeah.
I think, though, you should probably speak to your finance company if you're trying to break it up and truly ask if the loan you're getting goes on your personal credit report. Because I've been through this before where a client has been told, oh, it's a business loan, and then when they come back for more funding, they have a tremendous debt obligation on their credit, and it's harder for them to borrow money. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I'm not worried. Rick and I, my husband, we sign personal guarantees on everything.
I'm not talking about personal guarantees. I'm not talking about personal. You'll sign a personal guarantee with us. I'm saying that in terms of debt to income ratios, you have good credit. But part of that is your debt monthly payment obligation. And you might have an additional debt payment show up on your personal credit report. With us, you won't, but you could potentially. That's all I'd find out. But the numbers I have, $47,150, your payment would be $9.98 a month and 96 cents.
I think I'll just go with the one truck. If you want to work up the $47,000 truck for me, I think I'm going to go that route. I know it's only $100 or whatever to you, $100 a month. $100 is $100 to me. So would you want to do that? I'm sorry. Don't mean to be a pain. I know you worked hard on
it. No, you're not a pain. I'm in underwriting. I'm not in sales, so it doesn't matter to me. I'll have your sales rep reach out to you and get what he needs to get, and then I'll prepare the documents for you.
Okay, well let's work on doing the $47,150 then for
okay.
The financing. Okay? And then you'll work that up and call me back, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll reach out to you.
I'll take my chances and go with this other with Ford with this smaller.
Yes, it's not a bad, it's a good deal. I can understand why you do that.
Okay. All right. Then I'll wait to hear from you about the other one, and then he'll probably want a letter of intent, unless you can do some kind of work me up the papers soon. You know, like
I can send you the paperwork today. You can sign it today. We're not going to sign any letter. I think the sales reps have been calling our your rep Zach a lot, but we can't give any letter of intent until we have signed documents. So
okay,
when,
all right.
I would say we could. Go ahead.
Okay. Then if you want to work up the 47 150 50, that truck, go ahead and work me up the paperwork and everything, and we'll go with that.
Sounds like mine. I'll have Zach reach out to you to get what he needs to make your paperwork, okay?
Oh, thank you, Ruben.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.